going to be live.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back, Fenway Faithful, episode 20. That's a milestone. Mo, what's going on, man?
Episode 20. We did it, man. Consistency is king.
That's it. It's been 20 episodes. It's been a good ride so far. And we've had some good feedback, so I'm happy. But it is Friday, so that's always a good thing. Good mood, about the weekend ahead of us. And a lot of postseason. There's a game tonight, right?
There is a game tonight. It's the Yankees playing the Rays. Win and go home. Win or go home. It's something interesting. You been watching the series?
I have been watching the series. I'm trying to catch most of it as possible. But, I mean, the Yankees, they had one good night, you know, a couple bombs, a lot of bombs. But I don't know, man. The Rays are – I think they can pull through it.
They're looking tough. And you know what? You're gonna see what the fuck Gerrit Cole's about tonight, man.
Oh, yeah.
$30 million for 9 years.
Yep.
It's, you don't see what you're spending your money on tonight. And you're a Yankees fan. I think you're more nervous being a Yankee fan tonight than a Rays fan.
Well, I mean, look at it. The series is tied 2-2. And like you said, you know, tonight is win or go home. And this is the money that the Yankees organization invested. This is the guy that should be your go-to. So let's see if everything aligns for them correctly. But I'm going with the Rays on this one, naturally, obviously. So,
obviously.
Yeah.
You're going to be allowed on this fucking show you went for the Yankees.
But you know what, though? That's the thing, though, Mo. The Rays proved themselves, you know? Right. They could have got swept, and they didn't. So they've been fighting. They got a nice, good team there in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know him. You know, the team that High and Bloom built is winning. It's just the wrong team that he built. But
I know, right? That's crazy. Look how the cards fall, but hey. It is what it is. And then, so, you know, on the West Coast, we got the Dodgers and Padres duking it out. But I don't know anymore. I mean, it's looking a little slim over there. What are they? Dodgers up 3-0 right now.
2-0. No, wait. Nah,
3. They won last night.
Oh, that's a series. It's best 3 out of 5, bud.
Yep.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be Atlanta and the Dodgers.
Yeah, before we go on to that, did you see the Manny Machado the other night when he got mad?
Oh, yeah. Was that the one? Who got robbed? Was it Tatis or Manny?
No, I don't know who got robbed, but he got so mad because they were celebrating.
Oh, yeah, because the pitcher did the official glove toss.
Yeah, and then blew a kiss.
Yeah, that was funny. Manny was bitching as usual. And then the whole Dodgers dugout came out, basically told him to shut the hell up. And, yeah, shit almost went off.
You know, and this is what I got to say about it. They were down, 4-1, 5-1, and Machado hit that home run. He was a bat flip and start yelling. Like, run the fucking bases. You hit a solo home run. That's nothing to be proud about. You're still down. You didn't tie the game. It's not the bottom of the ninth. It's like the fucking fifth inning, whatever the fuck it was that game. And you're going crazy? Get the fuck out of here with that shit, all right?
You know what it is, too, is that San Diego is a young team, man. So they're all fucking pumped up, and they know they're down. So they think that by showing emotion, you know, it's going to help them in the long run when it's really not.
Yeah, and then
obviously we saw, you know, the Dodgers took that series. I think that San Diego is a promising squad, but they're still young. There's a lot of experience that needs to be made there. I mean, the exception of Manny Machado, but otherwise than that, we saw who came up on top over there. So I think it's going to be a good NLCS, Atlanta versus the Dodgers. And then, you know, Houston's sitting back and waiting for the results of tonight's game. So it's going to be interesting.
It is interesting. I don't believe the Astros are doing this right now also. They're playing like they got something to prove.
Okay, so this is something that I wanted to ask, right? Now, you've seen the media, everybody, even players have been just chipping away at the Astros. Like, oh, you know, fuck you guys are cheaters, like blah, blah, blah. If, let's say, the Astros make it to the World Series and by some chance they win, do you think that shuts people up? That's going to shut people up?
No, we're going to hear a lot of haters go, oh, they shouldn't have been allowed in it. But we're already hearing it. Oh, it's going to be – they shouldn't be allowed in the playoffs. How are they allowed in the playoffs? They were cheating. How are they allowed in the playoffs?
Well, we're past that, though. We're past the disciplinary things. Like, they started a fresh slate this year, regardless of all the drama and the scandal. We know that they're being watched after. So they take this team, and let's say they do win the World Series. Like, does that give them the bragging right to be like, oh, well, you know what? We didn't cheat this year, so fuck off.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. To me, it does. I don't think people agree with us, but to me, it does. What about you? What do you feel about it?
I mean, being a fan of the game itself, listen, if you got caught doing something once, you know you fucked up. And as a player and as a person, you're going to want to what's the word I'm looking for? You know, make up for it. You know, you want to prove yourself. So as much as I dislike the Astros organization for what they did and tried to get away with, I probably have to tip my cap and be like, you know what? All right, you guys got caught and it's fucked up, but at least you did it right this time.
And you know what it is? You look at the numbers and say, oh, their averages are down. They're like this. They're like that. You'd have all that stuff, right? You can say all that. But they're winning when it counts. And it just shows that they're humans like the rest of us. And they know they fucked up. And they're taking that and using it to win. So, I mean.
Yeah. And like you said, like their averages was down. Their averages have been down. I mean, Altuve finished the regular season with a .217 batting average?
So, I don't look at those numbers as anything because of the fact that it's a 60-game season. So what did he play? Maybe 55 games?
Well, they played the full 60, you know?
Yeah, but
I mean, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. But nonetheless, I want to see Tampa play Houston. I think it'll be a good matchup. I think Tampa has they got that fire, man. They haven't been this good in a while. So
yeah, yeah. I want to see that series. I don't want to see Houston, New York again. I really don't. I just want to see New York go home. Get them out of here.
As I'm sure a lot of our listeners would agree. So,
facts.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that game's on tonight. We'll see who will be playing for the ALCS. Other than that, not too much Red Sox updates other than Trevor Bauer tweeting a picture of his boarding pass from, I think it was Phoenix to Boston.
Yep.
And there's been no news. There hasn't said, like, oh, they're meeting. But I think he was kind of indicating something. So who knows? But that would be awesome. Glad to know it's a consideration.
Well, this year, you know, he's been so far, this posting, he's been very active on Twitter. He's talking about, oh, I'd look good in this uniform, look at this anywhere. Boston, he's in Boston. He was snapping pictures of him in Boston. It's a
was he?
Yeah, he was at the harbor.
He
snaps him like, I could make this home or something. It's interesting because this time last year, he was saying, I don't want to ever sign a long-term deal. So it's almost like, are we going to have a rental in Boston? Is he looking for a long-term deal now? Was that bullshit? Or is what he's doing now bullshit? It's very interesting to me. I think he's not going to go to another Reds. He's not going to go to a non-contender team. And not saying the Reds weren't a contender. They played for something more than the Red Sox did down the stretch. But he's going to go to a market that's going to be in it. The guy wants to win. He's already made it clear. He wants to win.
Now, so to add to the post and stuff, this guy's been on a Twitter rant. I mean, he tweeted the Yankees.
Yeah. So
kind of looks like the Yankees could use some more starting pitching. And then as well as tweeting the Padres. This year's Padres team is scary. Imagine what the offense's defense and attitude could look like next year with a stable or elite starting pitchers. So he's playing the board.
He's playing the board. But the fact that he snapped, he was in Boston, I feel good about. But here's my other thing. It's so early to tell, right? I mean,
it's way too early.
Because I'll tell you right now, and a lot of Yankee fans don't want to hear this. The Padres have all the fucking pieces of the puzzle right now.
Yeah, they do.
They have all the money. to pay people. They could have paid Machado and Harper 2 years ago. Yeah. And people don't remember, they put $300 million on the table for Harper for 10. Harper won at 13. That's why he went to Philly.
So they still got that money in the bank just sitting there.
That money put him there. So if Bauer goes up to him, that's it. Honestly, in my opinion, you're going to see the Padres sign DJ LeMahieu. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
A West Coast guy. He played in the West with the Rockies, and they don't have the money. And the Yankees don't have the money this year. They just gave Cole all that money. They don't have to pay Judge. They got other guys to pay.
Yeah.
So, you know, yep. Fans, you know, this is kind of like their last hurrah. And I said it before this started, you know, they have a gun to their heads. They have limited time to do anything before they got to start paying people. Judge's contract is out, and he's came out and said he feels he needs the same money as Mookie. In my opinion, he's not the same player as Mookie, but he's going to go after that money. Now, the Yankees are in a tough spot after this. So the Padres have all the chips they're holding at the poker table right now. They have all the money they need.
You know what? You're absolutely right, and I like how you led into that, because I was actually having a good conversation with a friend of mine who's a Yankee fan, and he was like, you know, in a way, I'm glad we have Gerrit Cole, but we kind of killed ourselves and shot ourselves in the foot there, because we haven't paid Judge, and at the same time, yeah, Judge is good, but is he worth the big contract when you have guys like you said, like LeMahieu? I think that they're going to regret not putting something aside and taking advantage of a young player like that.
Oh, yeah. Because realistically, I mean, but once again, we're looking at a six-game season. Cole didn't do anything that another guy couldn't do. You know, he led the lead in one thing, giving up home runs. He didn't lead strikeouts. He didn't lead in wins. His ERA was, what, in the threes or the fours? He wasn't he wasn't that guy they signed for that money. And so, if you're a Yankees fan, granted, you got a small sample size, a six-game season. Now, I'm not writing them off. I'm not saying he's a bad pitcher yet. He's not that impressive, you know?
He had the most home runs hit off him? Was it this season, right?
Right, and it was a lot. It wasn't by a little. It was by a lot.
And I think I think he actually set a Yankee record with that, if I'm not mistaken.
He is, but, you know, like I said, it's a record in the time it's played. So you won't really find it in 2 years, but it's a record in time it's played. I just think it's interesting to me how it's all going down.
All right, so let's break this down. Let's say hypothetically the Cards are right for the Red Sox in acquiring Trevor Bauer. Let's look at the other guys that have to get paid. You know, we got guys like what? Coming up as far as free agents?
You got Devers coming up. You got JBJ. But realistically, you just need a bullpen, right? You got a Xander tied down. Chavez is on there for a few years. Bobby Dalbec's clocks has started. JD is there for another 2 years. You got Verdugo for a few more years. So right now, you could swing that Bauer deal.
Here's my thing. We keep Devers, and I think that honestly, to the right team, I mean, you might want to consider putting JBJ up. Maybe. I mean, JBJ.
He's a free agent. You got to sign him back altogether. He's already out the door.
Yeah.
So
I feel space.
Right. So I feel like I'll play GM right now. Trevor Bauer wants a short-term deal, let's say. Like he said, he wants a one-year deal. Get him for 2 years and get him where he's going to run out of time when Devers does, and buy yourself some time with Devers, but then sign Devers starting on that date. See, the best part of the Xander Bogaerts deal was his new contract kicks in this year, not the season that was just played. So he was on his last contract. Now it kicks into the new contract the way it was structured. So they structure it right. You can sign Bauer for a 2 to 3 year deal where Devers' arbitration years will run out, and then you have Devers' new contract go right into that if they're smart and can pull it off.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just gotta wait and see. Honestly, I don't know if they're gonna sign that JBJ because their farm system stacked, man. They just have to pick anybody you need. Yeah, Vettia, we got Valdi, we got Sale, we got Rodriguez, we need a Bauer. Right, and just keep building that bullpen, man. I mean, look at it. The Padres don't have pitching. They had a bullpen. Look at where they went in the playoffs. The A's that have starting pitching, they had a bullpen. Look at where they went. They went to the playoffs. Just get to the playoffs. Just look at the Astros right now. Anything can happen in the playoffs. Anything. Just got to get in. That's it. You know, outside of 2018, 2017, the Cubs won. 2016 was the Royals. 2015 was, or no, I think 16, whatever it was. Outside of the Red Sox, there wasn't any dominant teams. Or 17 was the Astros. I'm sorry. 16 was the Royals. Or whoever the fuck it was. But, you know, bullpens. What are the early, the mid-2000s, the San Francisco Giants? Those were all bullpen teams. They weren't starting. Yeah. Bullpen, man. The runs are there. That's obvious. Just build a bullpen.
Yeah. So, I mean, you make a strong point with that. So, in retrospect, let's talk about bullpens, you know. It's there for Bauer to be that, to complete that piece. You know what I mean? Like, with the addition of Bauer to the bullpen that we currently have, it'll solidify it. I mean, at least I think.
Well, Bauer,
you know, when Bauer, everybody
Bauer would probably be the one starter.
Yeah, and then put Sale or Eovaldi. But see, that's the thing, is that we can say that we have at least three guys that we can put in the two slot.
I would move Eovaldi to the closer role, honestly.
Okay, we've discussed that, but like right now, Eovaldi's always been a starter for the most part, right?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying, is that adding Trevor Bauer is gonna make that bullpen kind of come together. Whereas San Diego, they need him because they don't really have much else. You see what I'm saying? Like, we would be a lot stronger than San Diego be as a bullpen. So it all depends on what Trevor Bauer, the type of person or addition he wants to be to the team. Like, what kind of asset he can be to a team.
You think Bauer as the one starter over Sale as the one starter will make the bullpen stronger?
All right, but we don't know that until Chris Sale comes back and he starts pitching again regularly.
Right. So that, yeah, I think you're right, though. That would set the rotation. You know, Bauer, Erod, Eovaldi, Huck, Pavetta. That'd be
right. Yeah, but see, you see what I'm saying, right? Like, holy shit, we got a few workhorses to fucking go with. Like, we'll be good.
Because really, you know, Eovaldi was good this year, but after him, you didn't get anybody to go on past the fifth inning, and the bullpen was just garbage.
Exactly. You know, we like a bullpen like 2018, man, when we were solid, like,
You know, the bullpen had its pieces. You got Valdez, you got Barnes. You got Hernandez, but now Grand, you need more pieces. The problem is with all three of those guys in his name, you don't have a closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like you said, I think maybe they can take Eovaldi and make him that closer. I think he can be that guy. So
that'd be a good swing. I think if you said Eovaldi, you're gonna be the closer right now. And even if Sale ain't ready, you just put Perez there to start the season until Sale is ready.
Yeah.
And Ryder.
Yeah, I mean that's good. I like that.
And ride it. And then, hey, yo, even ride it. And then, you know, Sale comes back and Perez is dealing and put him in the bullpen.
Yeah. They so, I mean, it's
in 17, he was nasty out the bullpen. And transferred over to 18.
Yep. But yeah, no, that's a very good point. And, I mean, just talking about this gets me excited for spring training already. Like, not to mention – postseason is not even over. I'm already looking forward to next season, and there's going to be a lot of developments happening from here till March. So
I can't wait. David, what else I'm looking forward to?
What?
WickedPissa.com and their new merchandise coming out weekly. Their new designs, their new gear, their new fit, their new everything. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, guys, definitely go check them out at WickedPissa.com. And make sure to use your discount code FFS15.
That's right.
So yeah, man. I mean, definitely excited for what's to come in the months. And yet, of course, we have not heard anything about winter meetings yet. And our normal holiday that me and Mo try to go to every year. Winter weekend, excuse me.
Yeah, winter weekend, winter meetings, everything, man.
But to be honest, the way it's looking right now, I don't know. Can't call it. Nothing's been dropped about it. So we'll see and we'll pay attention.
We'll know after November 4th probably what's going on in the world.
Yeah, that's true. It is still early, so you know, we got some time there. But otherwise than that, we'll be back recording with the results of tonight, and as we get into the American League and National League Championship Series,
and hopefully some more Red Sox news next week to talk about.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what if Trevor Bauer continues to be a fucking troll on Twitter.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope he's still. But anyway, guys, thanks for listening as always. Thanks for following us on Instagram and everywhere else. You can find us at Fenway Faithful Sports. I'm checking out FenwayFaithfulSports.com. New article coming up this week with the recap of 2020 in my words. And I'm out. Dave, you got anything?
That's right, guys. No, thanks for listening. Love you. Slide in those DMs. Give us your thoughts, questions. We're always here to answer you guys and show some love. And we will see you episode 21.
That's See ya.